Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. As we continue with the program, joining us on the line right now is Senator Gary Peters. Good morning, Senator. Welcome back to the show.
Always great to be with you, Walt.
Yeah, talking with you as the campaign is going into the home stretch. You're out there meeting with constituents, crisscrossing the state. You know, one of the things we like to talk about is what you are hearing from the people that you are meeting with. What is leading the conversations right now with folks you are talking to out on the trail?
Really, the only issue folks want to talk about is getting through this coronavirus crisis. We've got to get through a simultaneous healthcare crisis and an economic crisis. People want to see the other end of this, and certainly that's what they're focused on. That's what I'm focused on as well. And certainly I've been pushing, and unfortunately the Republicans blocked the ability for us to provide additional relief and stimulus for folks who are continuing to be impacted as a result of this coronavirus epidemic we're dealing with, and that has to be something that we deal with. In fact, I've been very discouraged that through July we weren't bringing up a package. I've been trying to work in a bipartisan way to get this done. We did it in the spring. We need to do it going forward, and that's what I'm focused on, and that's what I'm hearing from folks. And
what is your general plan? I mean, what would you like to do if you had the ability to set sort of forth a plan for us in the state here and for the country? What would you be looking to include in that?
Well, we definitely need to have a national strategy. We have not seen a national strategy out of this administration, which is why we are still in the predicament that we are in. And that strategy means resources for testing to be more comprehensive and quick testing, making sure that we also have the personal protections equipment necessary and moving forward. But right now, from the economic perspective, is what I'm concerned about, is we have too many of our small businesses right now that are just hanging on. They've been impacted in a significant way, and I'm very concerned that if our small businesses don't get additional help, they may not survive, and there's no way we can get this economy up and running as quickly as any of us would like if our small businesses don't survive. So we need to have additional support there, and then we have individuals who are very concerned about keeping a roof over their head and food on the table. We've got a number of folks who may be facing evictions from rental payments, mortgage foreclosures. There's a moratorium now, but that comes to an end. We have to make sure we're providing help for those individuals who are find themselves unemployed for no fault of their own, but as a result of the coronavirus. And so we've got to be providing relief now. And that's where my main focus is right now, to get that done.
We're talking with U.S. Senator Gary Peters this morning. You've been involved, obviously, in politics for some time. I have to ask your perspective on this election season that we are seeing right now. What are your thoughts on this? This seems like unprecedented, first of all, passions. People are fired up in a way. People are doing the absentee voting, the early voting. What are your thoughts on this year's election, election 2020?
Well, certainly people are very motivated. You're right about absentee voting. I think over 2.3 million people have already voted by absentee. Over 3 million have requested those absentee ballots, so we're going to see very strong participation there. And I think folks are focused because they know there's some clear contrast in the election. I mean, right now, one of the issues that I'm particularly focused on is making sure everybody can have access to quality, affordable health care. We know that's actually on the ballot this year. We've got the folks who want to repeal that provision, which would mean folks that right now have protections, even though they have pre-existing conditions, all of that could be repealed. We've got a big effort by Republicans to do that. In addition to the fact that the Medicaid expansion, over 800,000 people in our state now have health care coverage. Seniors, if this repeal is successful, and we think this new Supreme Court nominee is intent on overturning the Affordable Care Act, would mean that seniors will pay more for prescription drugs. The insurance caps that were eliminated under the Affordable Care Act, if those are put back into place, people could find themselves leaving a hospital with huge bills and learning their insurance company didn't cover everything. And we could go back to the bad old days when people had to file personal bankruptcy. In fact, it was the number one reason for personal bankruptcy in this country prior to the Affordable Care Act, was that you got sick. And that's wrong. And that's basically on the ballot. Folks understand their health care is on the ballot. Something I'm passionate about, have fought every inch of the way to make sure people have quality, affordable health care. I believe health care is a right, and there are folks that want to take away that right, and I'm fighting against them, and people understand that and are going to be turning out, I think, in large numbers.
Checking in with Senator Gary Peters this morning. If people want to find out more about your particular stances on issues, they want to find out what they need to know before they cast their ballots either later today or on Tuesday, what's the best way to find out more?
Well, you can find out more at my website, which is petersformichigan.com.
All righty. That's U.S. Senator Gary Peters joining us this morning. If you missed any of the interview, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm. It's Mark and Walt in the Morning, Sunny 101.9.